run a small stand-up paddleboarding business called Sup4. We're based in Kingston. We've been around just over a year, and it's been like a roller coaster for this past year, sort of setting up Sup4. But what it has brought people is a lot of solace on the water, and I think more and more people are getting their mindset into doing things out of their comfort zone, doing things for their wellness, and paddleboarding's just been a great part of that for so many. The community around us has grown dramatically, and it's just gone from strength to strength in terms of the different age groups coming down, both, you know, male and female candidates coming down paddling, children, older adults. You know, it's just been a really, really good year for it.
Well, over the last few years, really, the river has become a hive of activity, especially around Kingston, Surbiton, Richmond, hasn't it? I mean, you've got paddle boarders, kayakers, rowers, go boats, swimmers. There's a lot going on, isn't there, on the river?
People have found their sort of blue mind and their sort of allergy at the minute. People just need to get away, get a respite. And what paddleboarding does, it's a water sport, so it's really accessible. So a bit, sort of people are a bit nervous to give something a go because they're not sure if they're going to be able to pick it up quick enough. Paddleboarding is completely different. And I think I've seen you paddleboard as well, don't you?
I do, I love it.
So it just goes to show you, I mean, one of the guys that came down last year, he was 77. Wow. And he'd never done a water sport in his life. Yeah. And he came down with his wife and he said, "I just love the look of it. I just want to give it a go. I do have knee problems, but I'm going to give it my best shot." And you know what? Credit to him. He got on the board and he stood up and he paddled. 77-year-old guy, if he can do it, anyone can do it, with mobility issues and confidence issues on getting out on a river, because it can be quite a scary place. But yeah, I mean, it's been absolutely awesome. The mix of people I've met over the past year has been insane, and it's just enriched my life so much more meeting all of these people.
I know for me, it's about being on the open river, and I love being anywhere near the water. And the people that I speak to and the people I've met, it's the same kind of feeling of tranquility and really getting back to nature.
Yeah, absolutely. And the different seasons down on the river offers that. So you go through spring season where you have all the new wildlife and you have all of the new nature growing around us, all of the new plants sort of coming into play. And then you have summer where the river gets really crazy and you have all kinds of crafts on the river. And then autumn comes and it is just the most serene place down there. You've got orange trees, you've got beautiful waterways where you have like a crisp sort of surface, and then the cooler mornings where you have a mist on the surface of the water. And it's changing all the time. Like, even though I'm down there every day, I know it's different things, and I feel differently when I'm down there most days. It's just beautiful. We're very lucky to have this on our doorstep.
Really, I couldn't agree more. Tell me about the event that you've got planned, why you're doing it.
So we are stand-up paddleboarding in Marathon. So we are supping from Old Windsor down to Kingston, where the business is based. Some of our long-standing paddlers throughout the past year work for London's Air Ambulance. They are emergency paramedics that go up in the air and they're saving lives from the most extreme cases you will see and hear about throughout the M25. So these guys that have paddled with us for the past year and a half, you know, that their job is, I've learned a lot about it through those guys, and I just feel like it's really important that we support them. So Sup4 organising the marathon to try and raise as much funds as possible to help this aid, because they're actually a charity. Only 11% actually comes from the NHS. The rest of it is charity funded. And if we can help in some way, just a little bit, then, you know, that's why we're doing it. It's a really, really amazing cause, and we just never know when we're going to need it. No, I was just going to say, so we're basically paddling a full 26.2 miles through 9 different locks with all of the equipment, a real mix of abilities during this event as well. I'm talking about, you know, people who have not been paddling for that long, people with mobility issues, people with confidence issues. You know, there's 20 paddlers they've signed up for it. They don't know what they're letting themselves in for. The training has started, and it's just been an amazing sort of support from what we've seen so far from the community that we've built. We're already on about 4,500, which is awesome. We've only been fundraising for a couple of weeks. The goal is to try and get 10, but you know, time's running out. We've only got a few weeks to sort of get there. But it's going to be an amazing day. It's going to be really hard work, but people are game. They're really up for it. And it's a massive challenge for people.
So remind our listeners of the date of the marathon paddleboard.
We are going to be setting off early doors on the 4th of September at 7 a.m. from Old Windsor. And we're going to be paddling all the way through to Kingston. And I'm not sure what time we're going to get finished, if I'm being quite honest.
And people can come, if they want to come to Kingston or along the route to watch you, they can come out and watch, can't they, and support that way if they don't feel like getting on a paddleboard.
Exactly. So we will probably, I would imagine, be coming into Kingston area around about 7 o'clock at night. And if anyone wants to cheer us on for that last leg, we're going to be updating daily throughout Instagram. So you can sort of keep up to date with where we're at and what lock we're at, where we're about to be. And if you do want to come along with your little cowbells and whistles and things like that, then please do, because that last leg is going to be the hardest when people are really, really exhausted, both mentally and physically. And, you know, bearing in mind, we're going to be doing this in no matter what the weather. So it could be as fickle as it has been with the winds, with the rain. We just don't know what we're going to face on that day.
Oh, it's an amazing target that you want to reach, and for an amazing charity. So good luck with it, and I will definitely hope to come down on the 4th and be cheering you on. And I don't think I can do 26 miles yet. I think that's probably way above me, but I will definitely be cheering you on.
You should join us on your paddleboard for that last stretch.
For the last third of a mile.
Exactly. You're welcome.